Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. It is the Board of Directors special. We're doing tailgating with Big Pauly, my Goomba from New Jersey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Bobby. Just great.
So let's talk real briefly about some tailgating and maybe some cool tailgating foods you've made and maybe where you made them.
Well, I got to tell you, the most fun I ever had tailgating was with my little boy, Billy, who, you know, is 6'2", and he played... He took over Jimmy Burt's number 64, and he played for Amherst College football. And that was the most fun I ever had tailgating. You can forget about all the professional tailgates and stuff.
Right.
You go to college tailgates.
Right. Any
and that's
day.
Where the guy, the parents.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's a professional chef.
Right.
We used to haul up more equipment. You thought we were opening up a restaurant. We'd have tents. We'd have barbecues. We'd have grills. We'd have big cookers, smokers, and everybody had their own unique little thing they brought every single week to the tailgate.
And there's a little magic brought to that also. You know why? Because the moms are making sure everything is pulled off perfectly.
My wife, forget about it. I mean, you know, you and everybody, the kids, the players, they used to love what my wife would make, a Caesar salad. She would make a special taco in a cup. I don't know if you ever heard about this.
Yep.
Stuff like that. But the other parents, I mean, this one parent, God love him, he would bring up these filet mignon cubes, and he'd have them in bags. They were marinating, I think, for 25 years. And he would bring them up and barbecue them, and it was the most delicious piece of beef you ever ate. And only you could do that at a tailgate.
Right.
And I had another buddy of ours that would make the most exquisite cheeseburgers. Bob, I'm telling you, never had a cheeseburger like it. In fact, I used to tell him, save a couple on the side, sneak them to me, don't let my wife see it. I'm going to take them. I used to put them in my pocket, and I would eat them during the games. I mean, they were just amazing. And I'll tell you, the food at the college, at Amherst College tailgate, was simply the best. My son, Billy, all his friends, you know, the funny part is, I was very lucky. All these kids that played with my son, they all became good friends of our family. They come over to the house. We go on vacation together. And, you know, these kids are great. They're all raisers also, all smart kids. Hey, you got to be smart to go to Amherst. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The best school in the country. It's harder to get into than Harvard. And, you know, if you're not smart, you don't get in. They don't give scholarships for football. You go to play, but you don't get any money for a football scholarship. You know, and if you're really good, you probably want to go somewhere that's going to pay for you.
Is that a D2 or D3 school?
It's actually neither. It's really more like a D3 because it's part of the NESCAC, the New England Small College Association.
Yep.
And, you know, that's like Amherst, what's the other ones? Trinity. God, now you got me.
My son Jordan went to a small private school in Michigan called Olivet. He was recruited to play lacrosse.
Yep.
And it was very similar, and we love tailgating at lacrosse games as well, because you know your kid's a player,
not only
a player, but he was one of the original team members, and he was he now coaches high school lacrosse here,
it's just
fun to follow them as they continue to pass on those gifts. But how about another food that you think is really good for a tailgate that maybe Bonnie would make or you would make?
Well, Bonnie was one of the favorite moms. The kids would come over and say, Mrs. Rotella, did you make this today? Did you bring that today? And so, you know, my wife and I, we have a collection of grills that we used to take and pack up two cars, depending what she was making. And one of the things the kids loved the best was her chili. So if we had to make chili one day, we'd have to make the Caesar salad the next. We'd have to make the hamburgers and the steak sandwiches. So her chili was legendary. And when the kids heard that Mrs. Rotella was making chili, they went nuts. I mean, they'd come over after the game, and we'd give them each a big bowl of chili, and we'd have enough. We'd make sure. My wife used to bring those containers you could take with them so the kids could take some home to the dorm, and some of them would eat the whole week. And they'd come with little, you know, like half-gallon pails full of chili. These kids were great. We loved them all. They were all good kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, you say you watch them. they all are becoming very successful in their post-collegiate career. And, you know, God bless my son. He's now in his last year at medical school. And his friends, some of them are very successful, stockbrokers, bankers. Every one of these kids is probably going to make more than you and I will ever make in 200 years. But God bless them, because they're all good kids. They're very wholesome, and they don't do anything stupid, at least that we know of. And they're all going to make us very proud.
So, well, I think really collegiate sports in general teaches the disciplines, much like the military does, guide young adults as they mature and go into their careers and marriages and become fathers and mothers. I just think it's a great thing if you're talented enough and if you qualify and if you can stick with it, because I don't think most people know how hard it is. Now, I went to college after I got out of the military, and I was working as a bartender, and I was in the Guards, and I was in a band, and then I fell in love. You know, I had a lot going on, too, and it was just really hard to handle. I didn't know you could live on peanut butter and jelly. That was
and ramen noodles.
No, I never had those. I couldn't afford them. But I learned to love olives because I was a bartender.
Oh, you go to the free buffet, huh?
No, I worked in a swanky cocktail lounge up at Ferris, and we had all kinds of these big, beautiful olives, and that was just part of my diet.
Remember the ones stuffed with blue cheese. Forget about it.
Yeah, yeah. So but, I do love those.
It's really something, but you hit on something. When you're playing on a team, you learn to be part of a team, and you learn to succeed as a team. You know, General Patton used to say, you live, eat, sleep, fight as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap.
Right.
And that's what you learn playing in for a football team or, you know, if you're in the military. That there's something more important than yourself, and you give all of yourself for your buddy next to you because you hope he's doing the same thing for you.
And we need that more now than ever with the way society appears to be,
Absolutely right.
You know, it's all about me. It's I'm this, I'm that, I'm woke, I'm pink haired, I've got all these issues. People just are losing sight of the basics of life. And
well, Bobby, you know, I told you this before. Whenever I would hire somebody, I always gave deferential treatment to a former military or a former college athlete, because I knew they knew how to work as a team member. Yeah. And to give themselves and to obey and follow orders and follow instructions. And they always had service above self. And you knew you'd hire a good hire if you had a former military or a former, high school or college footballer or baseball player, somebody who learned the importance of working together as a team.
Yeah. So what other, briefly, do you have any other tailgate foods that you are good at?
What would tailgate be without dessert? Come on. My wife would bring up these beautiful chocolate chip cookies. She would make them up there. They had, believe it or not, they had this little portable oven they'd all bring up. Every parent, if one parent had it week one, every parent had it by week three. So we found these, apparatus, I used to call them, like the ovens. And Bonnie would make these beautiful chocolate chip and walnut cookies. We had other parents that made this beautiful chocolate, like, I guess they were like brownies. But they weren't brownies. They were like a chocolate cake with like chocolate and white icing on it. And I got to tell you, I used to try to sneak them. But my favorite part of the fall, the absolutely greatest desserts, were those apple cider donuts.
Oh, yeah.
And, the apple cider donuts with apple cider, and it was nothing, better. You dip them in the apple cider, and they would explode in your mouth with this great apple flavor.
Right.
Nothing says fall better than apple cider donut and apple cider.
And we live in apple country here in West Michigan. So, I mean, there are so many orchards around here and apple farmers. It's crazy. And the colder it gets, the more popular the hot cider is. And that's wonderful, too.
Fear. Did you ever make the hard cider?
No, but I've consumed some.
Oh, my God. One of my buddies has got down in his basement, it's like literally an old wooden cask.
Yes.
It holds about 20 gallons.
Right.
And his grandfather and father used to make it, and now he's making it,
nice.
We love it. It's amazing.
Well, dude, we blew
two
through
glasses of those, and you'll be on your rear end.
We blew through another segment, but let's catch up next week, and I want to talk about that other deal we were chatting about, and let's make something happen.
I'm looking forward to that. Bobby, thanks so much. Hello to everybody. God bless, and have a safe Labor Day.
All right. I love you, man. See ya.
Love you too, pal.
All
see
right.
you, buddy.
That is Big Paulie from the East Coast and another Board of Directors member. Conrad?
Yeah, boy, he sounded like he was a made man, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, we'll leave it alone. We'll be back. No, that's it for the show. We're done.
Yeah, that's
hey, thanks
all.
For joining us. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.